This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Carl Listig was a funeral director in Roseau, helping his sister Julia Listig Kveen after her husband died during the flu epidemic of 1918, leaving her with the funeral business and furniture stores to operate. Carl took the time to write some thoughts about Roseau County in the early years of settlement here. I'll continue reading from that document, which can be seen at the Roseau Museum in his own handwriting. Last week, I told about him as a young child moving to Jadis Township with his family. They had settled on an improved homestead with small buildings. I'll continue his story as he describes the general conditions of the area at that time. As time went on, the land was cleared of brush and timber, and there got to be demand for more land, and the newcomers, those who were 21 years old, filed on homesteads in the swamp. The homestead law was very liberal. They could stay on their land a short time, go out and work. They made no improvements to speak of. When these settlers had cut off the timber and sold that, quite a few made small loans and left for other parts. The people who had fair land but wet began to agitate for county ditches. The county board was composed of common-sensed men who would not agree to ditch unless an outlet of a county ditch would not hurt the good land that provided the most taxes. But the state of Minnesota, by its legislature, had made a law that if a few men applied for drainage and had an engineer survey the ditch and stated that the benefit to the land was greater than the cost, a district judge could authorize the ditch against all opposition. There were three such ditches constructed in Roseau County. The cost was assessed against the land that benefited. The county board had signed the bonds and the obligation belonged to the whole county. Lake of the Woods County was worse off than Roseau County. Both counties had committees of concerned taxpayers that worked to have the state of Minnesota take over the delinquent ditch tax. In 1931, this was accomplished, and the state got the land, and one big part of this land, the Red Lake Timber Reserve, was established. This has been good for the state, which has sold timber products many times the cost of the land. There was a lot of work done by all those who regularly paid their real estate taxes. Before these ditches were constructed, the areas of Roseau Lake and Thief Lake were the nesting ground of countless geese and ducks and fish. The water in the river and creeks stayed all summer and provided a way of transportation by motorboat. In winter, there was a livery barn to take care of the horses or oxen that were the only way of getting around. One of the early livery barns was where the post office in Roseau is now. Another early one was where Nelson Chevrolet display lot is now. The first complete flour mill was built where the swimming pool is located, built by Jacklin. Lumber mills were set up in all parts of Roseau County. The first ones were north of Roseau a few miles. The settlers were mostly Swedes, Norwegians, Danes, and some Scots around Roseau. They understood each other in a short time. For about the first 25 years, most conversation was in Scandinavian. After that, as the children who went to school here grew up and others came in, the American language took over, and few now can speak their grandparents' language. In the western part of the county, many people came from Poland. They had the same ambition in life to work hard, establish a home where they and their children could have plenty to eat, and freedom to worship God as their conscience dictated. The majority of the newcomers were Lutherans in the central part of the county, but all Christian faiths were represented. In public matters, they worked together. For recreation, there was hunting, fishing, baseball for the younger ones, and horseshoe contests for older men. For the older ladies, knitting and visiting seems to take up the little leisure time they had. The Indian village was located where Ross now is. The chiefs were Mackinac and Cobinus. They were both fine men and very honest. Our home was in the path of the Indians going from Ross to Roseau and Warroad. The Indians stopped many times to trade baskets and moccasins for potatoes and vegetables. How Mother did it is hard to understand, but both parties were satisfied and smiling, even if they could not understand each other's language. I'll continue with Carl Listig's story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.